Just how much did Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel know about the police shooting death of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald, and when did he know it? The black teen was killed late in 2014, but police dash cam video wasn't made public until more than a year later. And now, thousands of emails released late last week following a public records request, they shed more light on that question of what Emanuel knew. Michael Tarm is with the AP and joins us from Chicago. Hi, Michael. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
So first of all, can you give us just briefly a sense as to what's in these emails? What do they tell us?
There's really no smoking gun, which is what, as reporters, we were looking for. No email where we learn clearly what Emanuel knew and when he knew it about the shooting. What we do learn is that his close advisors understood within really a few weeks after the Laquan McDonald shooting in 2014 that this case could really be politically explosive. They clearly worried about the impact of the video, the scrutiny it would draw. The emails also show that the mayor's office coordinated with police, with a supposedly independent body that's responsible for investigating police. They sought to closely coordinate their public response to this shooting. And that coordination clearly ran counter to city assurances that the investigative agency was completely independent.
Right. So tell us a little bit more about this coordination, because as you mentioned, the independent body that investigates police shootings was part of all this, these big email chains. That does seem kind of unusual, even if coordination between the mayor's office and the police doesn't necessarily feel surprising.
It does raise real questions. The mayor's office has long asserted that this body, although it is a city body, it is completely independent. One example in the emails that we reviewed, the head of the agency actually sent the city lawyers an email saying, look, if you need witness interview transcripts as you negotiate on a lawsuit with the family of the boy that was killed, if it's helpful, we can send those on. That really raises questions about appropriateness and about distance the city was supposed to keep and the agency was supposed to keep.
Yeah. Well, and what's really surprising to me, or eye-opening, I should say, is you report that this coordination begins fairly soon after the actual shooting death of Laquan McDonald. I mean, you've got emails from the end of 2014 all the way through much of 2015. And, I mean, by July, you report that the emails show that top aides in Rahm Emanuel's administration were really worried about the perception of a cover-up. I mean, you quote an email from Emanuel aide Vance Henry, who says, you know, he's talking about media reports in places like the Chicago Sun-Times, and he says that there's a growing interest in the McDonald incident, and it, quote, has not worked in our favor and is helping to stir the pot. Now, emails like that, I mean, it's hard for them to not give the impression that Rahm Emanuel's office was more worried about optics than actually about seeking justice in this case.
They understood very, very quickly that they had a hot potato here on their hands. And as the months went on, as they were fighting the release of the video, it became clearer and clearer to them that this thing could blow up in their faces. And in March of 2015, lawyers for the family wrote to the city, and they had recently seen the video. And the lawyers make clear to the city that this video is shocking. They clearly use that knowledge to put a little pressure on the city. But the city was clearly viewing all this with increasing alarm.
Right. They're right about that, because obviously the entire nation has been talking about this case since that video was publicly released. But I'm curious, given all that you said, how are the people of Chicago reacting to the release of these emails?
Well, you know, they did release these emails on New Year's Eve, and that also raised some eyebrows. So people, I think, are still sort of mulling it over and trying to understand what the implications are. And Emanuel clearly has seen his popularity plummet. Some of his harshest critics are screaming cover up, and others are saying that at the very least he displayed a real tin ear here. But he's also known as a survivor. And many political observers say it's unlikely that he will wave the white flag and step down. He's just not that kind of guy.
But on the other hand, though, I'm seeing that, you know, as you know, there have been calls for him to step down for over a month now. But now there's also a Democratic state lawmaker in Illinois who's pushing for legislation that would give voters the chance to recall Emanuel. Is that right?
Yes, there is a push in the legislature for giving citizens the right to withdraw mayors. It's hard to know how quickly that will be enacted and whether or not there would be enough of a groundswell here in Chicago to recall him.
Well, Michael Tarm covers federal and legal affairs for the Associated Press in Chicago. Michael, thanks very much.
Thank you.